This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
If you want to shatter the backboard of education,
yes.
This is where it happens.
You can do it.
Seen a grasshopper take down an antelope on Nat Geo.
He want to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle?
I did it my way.
So the weather channel just sent me another update. Another flash alert.
Flash flooding.
Tropical depression forms in the Gulf. You know, I didn't need that.
That's depressing.
I didn't deserve that for my Friday morning. Did you?
No.
JJ
no,
and Ed no. Here with Tim. Huh?
Makes me feel tropically depressed.
Why are they sending me this? I don't want to know. Anyway, I'm going to put my phone down.
It wasn't too long ago in our lifetimes, guys, we didn't know what was happening on the other side of the world till days later, maybe. You know, we didn't know that a tropical depression was forming over the Gulf of Mexico.
And we didn't, so it didn't bother us.
Right.
Now we got to get an alert.
Yes.
I'm 500 miles.
A typhoon hits Indonesia? I don't need to know that.
Hey, you talked about not too many years ago. My daughter, who's Sadie, who's going to college, her phone was lost or stolen. And so she was a couple of days without a phone. And so I went over to the town where she's going to college and we were going to meet. And so, you know, I just found her car in the parking lot, and I said, hey, you know, we might have should have said which side of the parking lot you're getting. This could have been. She went, I was thinking that. She said, how did you guys exist without a phone? She said, how did you ever go anywhere or meet each other? So I started. She said, no, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I said, you'd go to somebody's house, and if they weren't there, because you'd call, and, you know, even before answering machines, and you'd leave a little note on the door. Hey, yeah. We were in the neighborhood. We stopped by. I said, but you just, when you met some place, if it was really big, the Coliseum, hey, now we're going to be on the west side.
Right.
Over there. You just had to, you know, a lot of communication. But to kids, that seems like the Stone Ages.
Let me tell you how spoiled I am. My wife had to go, after I got home from work, run to Walmart, pick up her glasses, came in, and she's going to bring supper. She's going to bring Subway sandwich. I was hungry. So she's the only one I have on my Find a Friend app.
So you only have one friend, it's your wife.
Well, no, because they have to agree, because I can click on that and find out exactly where she is. So periodically I'd look and see, she hadn't made it to Highway 41 yet. I'm starving. You can actually watch her car go down the road. And that's how spoiled we are. I want to know exactly.
So did you call her and tell you, hey, I know you're on Highway 41. You need to hurry up home. I'm hungry.
Speed up.
You don't need to stop at that yard sale. Get back in the car.
Right.
Bring me my Subway sandwich.
Woman. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. We also call this
Learning University. University.
Learning University is on the air. We're going to ask trivia questions, and I have introduced the idea of riddles the last few weeks.
You sure have.
And so I've got a couple of those. And so what we're going to do is we're going to ask three questions each, and then we will let you call in and ask us a trivia question and answer one of ours. Now, we have instituted a new rule here, and that is please don't call if you've been on the air in the last 2 months. I know that's a long time, but we have so many people who want to get on the program and participate, but they can't ever get through. So if you've been on the show in the last 2 months, we have a two-month waiting period between calls.
Don't make us charge your credit card.
Right, and we will.
No, we won't.
I know we won't. Here's the phone number.
Sure, they know we won't.
We don't have it.
That's true. Is that the only reason why we're not going to charge it?
No. Probably an ethical question
there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Here's the phone number to reach us, 888-589-8840. Call, be on the air with us, ask a question, answer one of ours. Again, I'm going to give it. Come on, Tim, you can do it. 888-589-8840. What else we got? What's another? We got a special question.
We got a mystery question.
Yeah,
one of these
it,
nine questions is a mystery question. If you answer it correctly, you will hear this sound.
Yes, the beloved cowbell.
The sometimes appreciated cowbell.
The rarely rang cowbell for Mississippi State fans this year. JJ and I are donning our Bulldog maroon.
I know. I'm surrounded on both sides. All right, now, folks, I'm just going to tell you, if you want to see what we're holding up T-shirts. If you want to see that, you go to Facebook or YouTube and search for Today's Issues, not Trivia Friday, Today's Issues.
Right.
You'll be able to watch the show, and we are holding up the T-shirts as an example of the T-shirt you would win should you answer correctly the mystery question, and then we will get your size and address and put one in the mail for you. Now, if you would like to just buy a T-shirt, they
straight up
buy it. They are $15 a piece. That's right in the middle of what most T-shirts cost. Plus, it will benefit the
ministry. We want to be competitive.
And you just you go to afastore.net, and you can take a look at the T-shirts there and or order one for yourself. Or, as JJ always says, they make great stocking stuffers for Christmas. And we are fast approaching Christmas. And Brent Creeley, I've just put him on the spot. How many shopping days do we have till Christmas, Brent? The world waits.
59 days.
59 days.
We're inside 2 months?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I had to go in Hobby Lobby and be my wife's little errand boy.
Be assaulted by the sights and sounds of Christmas.
It's wall to wall Christmas in there. I'm telling you, huh? I thought Cracker Barrel had them beat, but no. It's Christmas all day everywhere. And I love Christmas.
Oh, sure.
But come on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, how many elves can you say hello to?
Yeah.
You know, when you're trying to get some shopping done.
Well, anyway. All right, here we go. Go ahead, Ed.
All right, here are my three questions. What were the stage names of the four Marx brothers, famous for their comedy films in the 1930s and 40s? This is not related to Karl Marx, who's famous for the Communist Manifesto.
What did you just repeat that again?
What were the stage names of the four Marx brothers, famous for their comedy films in the 1930s and 40s?
Okay.
No, so you just that's want the Three Stooges.
Yeah, you got your.
Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There's a little hint for you.
Yeah. So you got your 20th century comedians. Little confused there, JJ.
Right,
I think.
Right.
Not that that can't happen to all of us, but you just want to make sure that the Marx Brothers
aren't confused with Karl Marx.
They weren't related.
That's right.
They weren't their uncle. They didn't see each other at Thanksgiving.
Right.
You just want to make sure people know that.
Uncle Karl, how's the communist business going?
That's my crazy Uncle Karl over there.
All right, second question. Uh-huh. We're going to stick with entertainment. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the lake where everyone went fishing? You know it's right there in the back of your mind. What was the name of the lake where everyone went fishing on the Andy Griffith Show? Bible question, just so you know, I'm not a complete heathen. In Daniel chapter 7, Daniel saw in a vision beasts arising from the sea. Uh-huh. How many were there? How many beasts arising from the sea in Daniel chapter 7?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. First question. Bible question, he was one of the young men exiled to Babylon. They renamed him Belteshazzar. Belteshazzar.
What was his original name?
That's what I want to know. My question is, what was his original Hebrew name? And he's somebody you know from the Bible.
And they named him Belteshazzar because this guy he didn't like in his neighborhood, Shazzar, okay? I'll let you fill in the blank of what happened. He Belteshazzar, so that became his name.
It was the duel between the suspender salesman and the belt salesman.
There you go.
Let's name him Belteshazzar. It'll be good for my belt business. Yeah, he was named Belteshazzar. What was his original Hebrew name? Second question, comic strip question. Dennis the Menace constantly bugged his older neighbor. What was the neighbor's last name?
That's a great question.
Mr. Who. And then, third question, true or false? Game 3 of the 1989 World Series was postponed due to an earthquake. Is that true or false? World Series underway, Game 3 playing tonight. Houston, home field advantage, lost the first two games. But Game 3 of the 1989 World Series was postponed due to an earthquake. True or false?
That's an excellent question. ties in with game three tonight. Good job. I like it.
Here are my three riddles. You ready?
You got three riddles?
Three
I got them.
Riddles.
I got them. I researched
You're into riddles here, lady.
Study. I am.
Pumpkin spice. Oh, sorry. I got ahead of myself.
I thought you were going to say Kevin Bacon. But, anyway, you threw me for a loop there. Okay, here's the first one. This belongs to you, but everyone else uses it. This belongs to you, but everyone else uses
it. Oh, tax money. Everybody knows that. My money going to taxes.
Here's the second one. You ready?
I'm ready.
I don't know why I ask you if you're ready or not.
Because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's just wasted words. listen to this one. Riddles, you got to listen closely because they're riddles. Right? Okay, here we go.
I'm listening.
I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I?
Monopoly game. Houses and hotels and
I
what
think
else?
I know the
Thimbles
answer to these first two.
Okay.
And that's did everybody do
that second one
I'm
again.
Bad at
okay, here we go.
Generally.
We're going to lean in and listen.
Okay, I have cities but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I?
I tell you what, they're missing a good opportunity for some lyrics for Peter, Paul, and Mary.
I got that from Jay-Z right there. That's a rap.
I
right
have
there.
Mountains,
yeah.
But no
trees. Okay, here's my third one. How is 7 different from the rest of the numbers between 1 and 10?
The other ones don't have a Coke named after them.
JJ, that may be a good answer, but that's not the one I'm looking for. How is 7 different from the rest of the numbers between 1 and 10?
That's a good question.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know the answer to that one.
No, I don't know.
I've challenged your brain. Let's get started.
All right, let's go to Oregon, shall we?
We shall.
Let's go to Oregon, and Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I will do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I will do the true and false.
All right, Mark, are you in Baker City?
Yes, I am.
I went out there once on a speaking event. Loved your area, the whole Conestoga wagon and the end of the trail there. Beautiful place where you live.
Thank you.
Here's the question. Game 3 of the 1989 World Series was postponed due to an earthquake. Is that true or false?
True.
It's 100% true.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Just minutes before Game 3 in 1989, between Oakland and San Francisco, an earthquake hit the Bay Area. The game was postponed, and the series resumed 11 days later.
11 days? I didn't realize
it was Mark, do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
How crazy. I'd never heard that. How crazy that the World Series was interrupted
watching.
By an earthquake.
I remember watching that.
I didn't realize that they waited 11 days. They had to check probably for structural damage, and I guess.
Mark, what do you remember about that?
I remember that the game got delayed, but then I remember because a bridge collapsed there in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
And I remember that.
It was a bad one. I remember that the players and their families went out into the middle of the field because they were worried about the stadium crumbling.
Right. Sure. Yeah. I don't know how I missed this, but I didn't hear anything about that at all until I just found it.
Yeah.
I was looking for some World Series trivia.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, great way to start us out, getting a correct answer. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. It was a movie that was filmed here out of Baker City back in 1969, and it was called Paint Your Wagon. It was a musical with Clint Eastwood and Lee Marvin. Now, through the whole movie, Clint Eastwood's character, he had a name that was given to him, and then at the very end, they asked him what his real name was, and he said it was Sylvester Newell, 1L. What was his character name through the whole movie of Paint Your Wagon? That's Clint Eastwood's character.
I'm gonna tell you something, Mark.
Here we go.
I could have gone the rest of my life without knowing that Clint Eastwood did a musical. Because I am bothered by that. That's not.
And he does not have a real singing voice either.
Was he desperate to get in these?
He was well known by that time. He had already done his spaghetti westerns, and he had been on Rawhide.
Anyway, you're asking us what was his name?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Mark. I don't particularly care for the movie. I mean, I have no objection to it. I didn't like hearing, Clint Eastwood sing. So I probably have seen part of it once. So I do not know the answer.
I like Lee Marvin in those westerns. I remember him and
Clint
we're
talking
Eastwood.
About a musical where they sing and dance. They dance ready.
Well,
they
get, no, everything.
They have
going
men.
Normal,
they have men get on top of the bar and do a little.
Yeah,
you
they
know,
break
dance.
Into
thinking
song.
Of the Three Amigos.
I like musicals some. But I don't want Clint Eastwood in one. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, tell us
how you really feel.
Yeah, you stumped us, Mark. What was the character's name?
They called him Pardner.
Pardner. That was his character's name.
The only part of that musical that I liked is when he said, "Go ahead, make my day."
And the next thing you're gonna tell me, John Wayne was in a musical. singing and dancing.
Hey, Mark,
right,
have
thanks,
a great
Mark.
Weekend. Thank you.
That's a great line. I'm really bothered by that. Clint Eastwood, I mean, it's just not right. You're right. You're right. It's just some things just aren't right.
Mm-hmm. And all right. Did you need to know that? Or be
I already knew it. I already knew it. But
okay, all right.
I had forgotten it till Mark brought it back to it's something I had stuffed back in the attic of my mind.
You know, that was one troubling thing. And then when he signed up to be with Dancing with the Stars, that's two strikes against him right there.
All right, we go to Arkansas, and DB, just the initials, DB, is on with us. DB, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yeah, good morning. I think I want to try to do both.
Oh, okay. So you are, which question would you like to try to answer?
I'll go ahead and take the easy one, the Belshazzar one.
Okay, Bible question. He was one of the young men exiled to Babylon. They renamed him Belteshazzar. DB, what was his original Hebrew name?
That would be Daniel.
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 Yes, sir.
Daniel.
Way to go.
Where are you calling from, DB?
Black Springs, Arkansas.
Where's Black Springs?
Well, it's in a little county in the western part of the state.
Okay.
It was the county was the furthest that DeSoto explored west. He got turned back by the local Indians.
That's some good trivia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Interesting.
But that's not my question.
Yeah, but fire away.
My question is T-shirt worthy? If it stumps y'all, it's not real hard. But why did Hillary move away from the river?
Away from the river.
This is a riddle, right?
Yeah.
Why did Hillary move away from the river?
This is kind of like one of the why did the chicken cross the road type thing, I think. Why did Hillary move away from the river?
I don't know. You guys have it's a riddle of some sort. And
we don't know.
Generally
we don't know, DB. Why did Hillary move away from the river?
Well, y'all can use it by permission next week. She moved away from the river because it was rushing.
I like it.
I think she sighted some more Russian agents yesterday.
I saw a pretty funny meme with Oprah Winfrey. Remember, she was, you get a car and you get a car.
Yeah.
It was a meme with Oprah Winfrey and says, "You're a Russian asset and you're a Russian asset and you're a Russian asset." I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, man.
Hey, DB, you made us laugh. Have yourself a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Okay, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. If you want to watch this show and engage with the other folks who are watching, go to Facebook, type in Today's Issues, or YouTube. We are also live streaming on YouTube, Today's Issues. Next caller, Ed.
We go to Michigan, and Stephen is on the line. Stephen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Brother Stephen, how you doing?
Live and kicking.
All right, man.
That's good.
Are you in Muskegon? Where are you?
Well, I live in Albion, Michigan. I listen to you guys on an app.
Oh, okay.
Good. Oh, good.
All right.
We love it. We're hearing more.
Well,
and more.
We have a radio station in Muskegon
because
you were there, right, recently at an event we had, right? Or did you not go to that one?
I didn't go to that one.
Okay. Anyway, Stephen, ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
I go with your riddle.
Which one?
All seven different.
Okay, here's the riddle, Stephen, and then you answer it. How is seven different from the rest of the numbers between 1 and 10?
Seven's a cannibal because 7, 8, 9.
You know, I'm not often speechless, Stephen, but I was all prepared for
Stephen. That is awesome.
That's wonderful.
I love it.
The cannibal goes 7, 8, 9. Whoa, that's you know, we're going to send you a T-shirt.
Absolutely.
Just for giving us a cool answer.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, that's not the answer to my question.
Right.
To my riddle, but it's T-shirt worthy.
Yes, it is. 7, 8, 9. I'm going to remember that one.
Yeah. Yeah, use that one at Thanksgiving when the family comes over.
That's right.
All right. All right, Stephen, what's your question for us, brother?
What's the largest indigenous fruit in Michigan?
Oh, we've had this.
He asks us this every time he's on, and we forget it every time. It's like how we do when we go into the kitchen, and then we forget why we went in there.
I think it's Cherokee, right?
Cherokee?
No.
Not indigenous people. Indigenous fruit.
Oh, I just know there was Cherokee. They were in the news recently. Had a little weight problem going on. He said the largest indigenous what?
Fruit.
Huh?
Fruit.
Oh, fruit. A fruit. My bad. Steve.
So you talk about the Cherokee?
Yeah, you know.
Having a weight problem?
Well, our state, you know, we're cited as the fattest state in the country.
Right,
here all
right.
the time. So
now he's told us this fruit.
Okay, all right.
Two times he's been
Stephen,
on, so surely
Stephen, don't say anything. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. All right. Is this like breadfruit? Isn't that what it's called or something?
A what?
Breadfruit.
I never heard of that.
Well, we've had, I think, it's Stephen that's been
on
before?
Yeah, Stephen, he's been on, and he's quizzed us twice. And then
we keep forgetting.
Yeah, we forget why we.
Is it breadfruit?
While we wandered in there.
I don't know.
You tell us and we'll remember for the next time, Stephen.
Sure,
what
we
is
will.
It?
Well, your pappy would know because it's pawpaw.
Yeah, the pawpaw.
That's right. The old pawpaw patch.
Yeah. What's a breadfruit?
Pawpaw.
Is there such thing as a breadfruit?
I don't think somebody tricked you on that one. A pawpaw.
Yeah, pawpaw. Yeah, we've had this before.
Yeah, he told us what it was.
We
looked it up. A picture of it.
What is it?
Yeah, he did send us
Tell us again what it is, Stephen.
It's a fruit. Some people say it tastes like a cross between a banana and a mango, but I'm gonna look it up. It's not commercialized because it has such a short ripening season. But it used to be transported by Indians and planted where they settled.
I'm just glad it wasn't grown where I grew up because my granddaddy had been all confused.
Pawpaw. You know,
it tastes real good. It's real good.
Yeah. I looked up while you were talking. This is probably why I didn't remember what you were saying last time, but I did look up breadfruit, and there is such thing as breadfruit. It's called a jackfruit. Now somebody's asked us about before. I don't remember that either.
I remember the pawpaw.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, it's a real fruit. All right, brother. Thank you, man, for calling.
Stephen.
Have a great day.
Hey, wait, don't hang up.
Yeah,
don't hang up, Stephen.
T-shirt.
We're gonna get you a T-shirt. So I'm gonna put you on. If I can get to this part, I'm going to put you on hold.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. Something's happened with my computer. Put him on hold for us. All right.
you're living a high-tech world, Ed.
Well, this thing keeps popping up, and I can't get to it.
Here's the deal. You know you're not tech-savvy if you thought Bluetooth was a pirate. Or if you wasted $50 buying you a DVD rewinder.
Pawpaw is a real fruit, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in a minute.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, on our tour of the Holy Land in March, one of the places we'll stop is called the House of Caiaphas. This is the place where Jesus experienced the mock trial in front of the Sanhedrin that you read about in the Bible before he was taken to Pilate. He was actually held there in that house. We go there. We visit there. We see where that was. And then right beside the house are steps that date back to the time of Christ. They're stone steps that date back to the time of Christ. Those were the very steps that Jesus walked from the Garden of Gethsemane as he was brought to this mock trial at the House of Caiaphas. That's just one of the places we'll visit in March on our Holy Land tour. For all the information on this March 12th through the 20th trip, go to twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu. There's a well-regarded custom when it comes to the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Everyone stands at attention. Gentlemen remove their hats, hand over heart. You don't scream or act like a fool. Clearly, someone forgot to tell NBA star LeBron James. LeBron caused a firestorm of controversy during the season opener of the Los Angeles Lakers. Instead of waiting for the anthem to finish, he started screaming. Earlier this month, LeBron criticized the general manager of the Houston Rockets. Daryl Morey had expressed his support for the Hong Kong freedom fighters. You know, maybe LeBron was just upset because they didn't play the Chinese national anthem. Who knows? It's a mighty sad day in professional sports. The NFL players taking a knee, Major League Soccer stars disrespecting the flag, and now the NBA. I never thought I would see the day when an American athlete would choose tyranny and oppression over freedom and liberty. Talk about an airball, America. I'm Todd Starnes.
All right, the theme there, you do this.
The Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith.
Turn it back up and let Ed do this. Go ahead. That is great. Go ahead.
The Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith, also starring Don Knotts, and we don't care about anybody else on the show.
And Opie.
Yeah.
Some real trivia for you. So the fellow that was always in the jail, who was that?
Come on.
Otis the drunk.
Otis was Mr. Whitaker on Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was the guy that did the voiceover for those cartoons from Focus on the Family.
So I'm guessing he was a Christian? Or?
Wow.
I don't know. He may have just been a Hollywood voiceover guy that they just, you know, got some people with a voice that they wanted. But Mr. Whitaker on Adventures in Odyssey, that was Otis.
Otis Campbell.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. We thank you for listening. We call this
Learning University.
Yeah. Learning University is on the air. And we shall go forward now. Let's repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Well, I'm a little behind on everything. All right, here are my questions. What were the stage names of the four Marx brothers, famous for their comedy films in the 1930s and 40s?
The four Marx brothers of the apocalypse. is that what they were known as?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ringo and John and Paul was one of them.
That's right. They had that invasion there. Second question on the Andy Griffith Show. Speaking of Andy Griffith, what was the name of the lake where everyone went fishing? And a Bible question in Daniel chapter 7. Daniel saw in a vision beasts arising from the sea. How many were there? How many beasts did Daniel see arising from the sea?
First question, comic strip question. Dennis the Menace constantly bugged his older neighbor. What was the neighbor's last name? Second question, I'll add one. Billiards question. How many balls are normally racked in the triangle when you're playing pool?
Oh, that's a good question.
How many balls are racked in the triangle when you're playing pool? Third question, what fast food chain did Ray Kroc build? What popular fast food chain did Ray Kroc build?
And I'll say that his original kind of idea didn't pan out because he wanted everyone to say, that's a crock. You know, and what are you eating? That's a crock. But that kind of...
That's so easy, Ed.
Yeah.
His restaurant chain was okay, but those plastic shoes he came up with a few years ago were very, very comfortable.
You guys are picking what you call low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging pawpaws.
Yeah. All right. Rare on this show.
From the pawpaw pack.
That we devolve. Okay, here are my three, none of which have been answered, obviously. They're riddles, all of them, so pay close attention. I have cities but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I? Number two, this belongs to you, but everyone else uses it. Number three, how is 7 different from the rest of the numbers between 1 and 10?
Read that second question again.
This belongs to you, but everyone else uses it.
That would be anything for a dad. I mean, just fill in the blank. Yeah, that's a dad question if there ever was one.
True. Duly noted.
I can still remember being in college and going home and taking all my dad's white socks because I needed them because I didn't want to wash them when I was at college.
I still can't find my DVD set of seasons 1 through 3 of the show 24.
Just one of the kids. Yeah, just
well,
one of the children. They've got it.
I don't know. I let somebody borrow it, and they said, yeah, I'll give it back, and I never.
They loaned it to somebody. They loaned it to one of their Millennium friends.
Four years later, you just never.
You're
looking for it, and you go, who did I loan that to?
And don't even get us started on tools.
Oh, tools? Yeah, you never get them back? You never see them again. All right, who's next?
All right, we go to Kansas, and Ruby is on the line. Ruby, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Ruby.
Ruby, how you doing?
I've been kind of out of the loop, so I didn't know about your new rule 2 months, but I think I'm pretty close because I was broke a rib, so I was laid up for 4 weeks.
Oh, sorry that you've been.
It's been at least 7 weeks. So yeah. I'm pretty close.
Sorry that you've been under the weather. Hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm trying to think of Dennis the Miller's neighbor's name, and I didn't even know that lake had a name, Andy Griffith. So I don't know the answer to any of your questions today.
You want to ask us one?
Sure, I'll ask you one. Okay, we'll go stick with Andy Griffith, and you were talking about Otis. What was his last name?
It was Otis Campbell.
That's right. If I had my cowbell, I would ring it for him.
I appreciate you not ringing it, even if you had one. Otis Campbell. Now, I'll say this. I have someone gave me a listener, and they came through as a visit or a charathon, and they gave me an Andy Griffith game, and I would periodically look in there for like some trivia questions. And let me tell you, most of them I can't answer. There's some real
and
serious,
you're a big fan.
I'm a big fan, but there's some real serious trivia fans out there if they can win that game. So
yeah.
Oh well, I'll have to look for that, see if I can find it.
Yep.
Ruby,
I watch a lot of Andy Griffith too.
Yeah, a good wholesome program, and usually good little moral lessons.
Yep.
Thank you so much for listening to AFR, Ruby. Have a great weekend.
All right, we continue to motor along. We go to Tennessee, and Greg is on the line. Greg, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how are you, fellas?
Good.
Doing great. Yes, Greg. I got to say, Greg, I'm doing very well today. Yeah. Thank you so much,
Greg. I went to the Greg, I went to the dentist yesterday, and the little plaque on the wall said, you don't have to brush all your teeth, just the ones you want to keep. That's good to have a dentist with a good sense of humor.
Yeah. Was that? Yeah, that's right. You actually did go to the dentist, so he had that sign then
right,
for real.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, Greg, ask, answer, or do both.
I'd like to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Let me tell you, now that you brought up the teeth, let me tell you, we was coming home from church one Sunday. And my wife said, Kaylee's got a sweet tooth. And her brother sitting next to her said, let me see which one.
Those kids take things literal, don't they? All right, which one do you want to answer, Greg?
I'd like to, one of Tim's riddle about something you own.
About which one now?
Your second one. You own it.
Okay. Yes. Here's the question. I'm talking to
Greg.
Greg. Hey, Greg. Here's the question. This belongs to you, but everyone else uses it.
I'm not sure if this is the answer, but it will fit your ears or your sense of hearing.
No. That's
interesting.
Why would you say that?
Well, you don't use your hearing as much as everybody else does by talking to you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's
you
an interesting
take. Your ears, but
yeah.
But
that's an interesting perspective.
By talking to you.
Yeah. Hey, do you have a question for us,
I'm
Greg?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
good guess, but incorrect. Go ahead.
All right. You're familiar with the 811 locate system most states have?
Yes.
I think pretty much all of them have now. What are the six colors used to identify buried utilities in that?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
For a bonus, tell me what they represent.
Okay. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Call before you dig?
Yeah, call before you dig. All right, we're going to – don't answer. Now, yellow is that water line? You guys have seen the little flags they put up?
Right.
I think like purple is gas line.
That's why I tell Allison, I don't need to be doing yard work. You know what I'm saying? I could hit something out there.
Yeah. You could be out there digging, or you could hit something and cause them to cancel game 3 of the World Series.
Just raking pine straw.
Yes. Yes, I'm with you on that.
You could get electrocuted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And hey, Greg, I don't think we're going
to
know.
Okay, I do want to say I think yellow is water lines. And
red is gas line.
Red is?
Yeah. Purple means you got some pawpaw trees planted on the just over past the driveway.
I thought purple was gas line. JJ says red is gas line. So we really don't know, but we got a few guesses in.
Okay. Red is electric. Blue is water. Green is sewer, orange is communication, yellow is gas. Yellow is gas. But then there's white, and that's for the contractor to indicate where he needs marked at. Where he needs, like say, they'll tell you mark 500 feet, there'll be a white mark for the arrow. The white paint tells you where, so they the contractor uses white paint.
What color flag to let Tim know he's raking pine straw in a dangerous area that he really has permission just to go on in the house and call it a day?
Oh, my goodness.
The squirrels will just be throwing pine cones at him.
That's right. Hey, Greg, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Hey, I probably told you all this before. If I had, pretend like you hadn't heard it. But, you know, how you get older, you start repeating yourself, but you don't know you're repeating yourself, really. So it was really hot this summer,
I've never heard this one.
Yeah, you haven't? So Allison, my wife said, I need you to help me in the yard. And I said, it is dangerously hot out there to get out in the yard and work. I think I'm going to go golf. And she looked at me like, you think I'm going to fall for that one?
When you go golfing, at least you could. They have the sprinkler system sometime, right?
Yeah, and you can. You get a little breeze from the golf cart going down the path. I mean, so I think that was safer.
Yeah. Did you get away with that?
No, I didn't. I have a wonderful wife. She loves doing yard work. My yard work is minimal. Mostly, it's just she has a couple three things I need to help her with, and
I've known Allison for years. Yeah. I can't imagine her wanting you to do yard work.
No, and most of it is stay out of my way, type thing. But anyway, all right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. That's good. Let's repeat our questions quickly.
Okay.
Okay.
What were the stage names of the four Marx brothers, famous for their comedy films in the 1930s and 40s? Question number two, on The Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the lake where everyone went fishing? And third question, Bible question, in Daniel chapter 7, Daniel saw in a vision beasts arising from the sea. How many were there? How many beasts?
Here's what I've got. Comic strip question. Dennis the Menace constantly bugged his older neighbor. What was the neighbor's last name? Mr. Who? Second question, how many balls are normally racked in the triangle when you're playing pool? How many balls racked in the triangle, you know, regular billiards game? Third question, what fast food chain did Ray Kroc build?
All right, here are my three questions. They're riddles all. I have cities but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I? Number two, this belongs to you, but everyone else uses it. What is it? Y'all tracking with me here?
Yeah.
Okay. Number three, this is probably the most difficult one of the three. Pay attention. How is seven different from the rest of the numbers between 1 and 10? How is seven different from the rest of the numbers between 1 and 10.
I'm still liking, what was his name, Michael? The one who gave us the...
Cannibal.
Cannibal, 789.
Funny stuff. Yeah.
Like our phone number here, and we have a 2-month waiting period between calls. Sorry to have to institute that to all our regulars, but we just wanted to get as many new people a chance to be on the program as possible. So here's the phone number to call and be on the air with us to ask your question, answer one of ours, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. You can watch the show on the internet, on Facebook or YouTube. Today's issues.
One of our listeners said she thought it was 7 weeks, but then she said she was sick for a while. I had a friend that would introduce himself, and he said, I'm 25. He said, I'm supposed to be 26, but I was sick a year.
I like that. That's good. All right, can we go back to the phones?
Go.
Before we...
Please continue.
Yeah, let's go to Missouri. What do you guys think about doing that? Yeah, let's go to Missouri.
I was born there.
Brenda is on the line. Brenda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. How are y'all?
Hey,
doing great. Hi,
Brenda.
Brenda.
Where are you?
I'm in Bismarck, Missouri.
Bismarck. Can you tell me where Bismarck is close by to?
It's about 17 miles from Farmington.
Near Park Hills? Or?
That's around that area, yeah.
Okay. Okay, wonderful.
You're very good on geography.
Yeah, you really
are. I love geography.
You know what highways go through there? I'm always amazed that you can go, oh, yeah, you're near highway so-and-so.
Yeah, I love geography.
Can I just start calling you instead of Google Maps and say, sure. Should I take a right or a left here?
Sure. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brenda. Ask or answer or both?
I'll try both.
Okay, which
one? I want to try the Dennis the Menace question.
Brenda, here's the question. Dennis the Menace constantly bugged his older neighbor. What was the neighbor's last name?
Wilson.
That's
yes.
Right.
Mr.
Wilson.
Wilson.
You got it.
Hey, that was a good movie with Walter Matthau playing that part.
Walter Matthau always played a really good grouch.
Grouchy old man.
Yeah.
Well, it was Walter Matthau. I don't know who the kid was, Dennis the Menace.
I don't either.
It was a good movie.
Hey, Brenda, what's your question for us?
Okay, I'm going to try this. On Ma and Paul Kettle movies, who played the character Ma and who played the...
What? Repeat that again, Brenda. I didn't hear that.
On the Ma and Paul Kettle movies, who played the character Ma and who played the character Paul?
Okay, and those were, you should say, award-winning before that.
My wife loves Ma and Paul Kettle.
They were award-winning movies.
Yeah, but now I don't think I can. I don't think I know the answer to. I don't know too.
Many,
I know that I can see their faces. I don't know.
Yeah,
their names.
I don't know too many people that saw that. But I remember many years ago catching the last end of it, and I'd always get tickled at Paul, like if the fence fell over or the car fell off. You know, the tire fell off and it hit the ground. He'd say, remind me to fix that.
Yeah.
And he was
I'm just so lazy.
Seemed like Brenda, he was
I'm gonna
always
say,
wearing his
I'm
union
say,
suit.
I'm going to go out and say Cloris Leachman on
no.
Ma
This is before Chloris.
Let it at least get out of my mouth before y'all shut me down. Huh? I mean, I'm nice to people. I tell them good guess.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
I just say Chloris Lee, and y'all go, no. Anyway, all right, Brandon, what's
Brandon,
the answer?
I know who Paul was. I want to speak for the team here. Clint Eastwood. It was before he started doing musicals.
No.
Started doing musicals.
Oh, even man. Though he's a good actor, no, it wasn't him.
All right, who was it?
Percy Kilbride played Paul. Marjorie Main played Ma.
Okay.
Now, I was gonna say something, but wasn't going to give the answer. Is the one who played Ma, did she play in The Wizard of Oz as the mom? Is it the same actress?
No. I don't know who played her, but it wasn't Marjorie Main.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Brenda, thank you so much for listening to AFR. You have a wonderful weekend.
Ma and Pa Kettle.
Yeah, remind me to fix that.
I tell you what, boys. I just found out some more disappointing news, other than we got this tropical depression forming out there in the Gulf.
Yeah.
I just typed this in for fun, and I found out that John Wayne was in a musical.
What?
Yeah.
Say it ain't so.
No, I'm telling you, he was known. In fact, he was known as he was known. I'll tell you, he was known as he had a nickname. It wasn't masculine.
It wasn't the Duke.
No, I'll tell you more about that later.
All right. This is disappointing news.
I know
Tim.
It is.
That was our answer to Clint Eastwood.
The
at
weather
least John
channel,
Wayne wasn't.
Next thing, dude, Weather Channel's going to text me that. You know what I'm saying? Give me a little update on that deal there. All right, who we got next?
All right, we go to Texas, and David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy.
Howdy. There you go.
How
you
going?
We're doing well, my friend. Where's
David?
From
He's
Texas.
In Texas.
David.
He's not going to be caught doing a musical.
I'm sorry.
I actually like musicals. Some of them, but John Wayne in one is not. He was known as Singing Sandy Saunders.
Oh,
you
come
don't,
on.
No, I'm not kidding. Look it up. Type in Singing Sandy Saunders.
This must have been before his first Western, his first
26,
movie.
He was 26 years old, so before he became known as John Wayne. I know.
You know,
I'm blank on the name of it.
I have heard that people in Hollywood have had to do all kinds of demeaning things
right
before they got their first break.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And this is one of them.
This is yeah.
John Wayne singing in a musical.
Yeah. I think they're going to put it on TMZ.
My heart is sad now.
Who's next? Anyway,
hey, David, ask, answer, or do both? Or break into song?
I'll try both.
All right. Well, I'll tell you why, huh? Which question do you want to answer, Pilgrim?
Well, let me give it a whirl at the Ray Kroc question.
All right, here's the question. What fast food chain did Ray Kroc build?
Well, if I'm not badly mistaken, I believe it's the home of Ronald McDonald, otherwise known as the Golden Arches of McDonald's.
McDonald's,
yes, sir.
That's right.
McDonald's. Now, I'm just going by memory. Wasn't he like a milkshake equipment salesman? And he went in some different places, and then he just started the McDonald's chain?
I don't know. That may be.
Seems like he was a milkshake equipment.
When did McDonald's start?
Was this in the 50s?
Yeah, I don't have all that information, but Ray Kroc started those and started the chain. It just took off and kind of was it wasn't the very first hamburger chain. White Castle, I think, was, but that was certainly one of the most popular, and they took off and became the model for the rest of them.
And was it, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it the first, like, franchised?
Maybe,
fast food place?
David,
do you know any more, David?
About McDonald's?
Yeah.
No, other than I love their breakfast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My kids love the Happy Meals.
I love their breakfast.
Listen, I love going to McDonald's for their healthy food. You know, their salads. Their salads. Yeah, when they came out with the salads, I thought that's what McDonald's was created for, was to make salads for the world.
There you go.
Now, one of the most fun things they did, I don't know how old you are, David, when they came up with that, whichever one it was, and you said the little jingle with
Big
the
Mac.
Sesame seed
yeah.
buns, all the different.
Oh.
Yeah. The kids are jumping the rope.
Wait. Let David. Go ahead, David. Go. Do it.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on the sesame seed bun.
Yeah, David. I'm talking about David. Americana. It made its way into the Americana lexicon.
Yeah, that's right.
An ad.
So Burger King wasn't.
And to say it real fast, too.
Yeah. Burger King wasn't to be outdone with Have It Your Way. Everybody knows that, too, right?
Right.
Even today.
Yeah. Right.
All right, David, your question for us is what?
Well, real quick, as far as age, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still young enough to try.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
In between.
Well, I had two or three things in mind. Let me stick with John Wayne.
Okay.
He's well known for his characters in soldier characters.
Yes. Right.
There was one where he had just a very, very brief part as a soldier. Which movie was that?
All right, hang on. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
That was before he became a star, really, wasn't
no,
it?
No, I think it's The Longest Day when it was a movie about D-Day.
Yeah.
They had all kinds of stars in it.
Oh, making sort of cameos?
Yeah, and okay. I think it was The Longest Day. Do you guys have anything else?
I'm going to go with you on that one.
No, but I was glad that they named the movie that because they were able to have a lot of the spinoffs. They had The Longest Yard. They had The Longest. And as long as you started with The Longest, then you could just add The Longest Riddle. You know, just whatever you wanted to add for that next word. Then you had a good chance of a hit for a movie.
And let's wait a second. Is either The Longest Day or A Bridge Too Far?
Let's go with The Longest Day.
All right. Longest Day. How does that, David?
No, sir.
It wasn't Bridge Too Far?
No.
Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds.
Grease Company. I don't know. Just a shot in the dark. You guys are wrong.
A Shot in the Dark with Peter Sellers.
A Shot in the Dark.
All right. What's the answer, David?
The greatest story ever told. He was the Roman centurion that says, surely this man was the Son of God.
Well, wait a second. You said a soldier movie.
Oh, he was a Roman soldier. That threw us off.
He was a Roman soldier?
Yes. He was the centurion that stood on the mountain and said, surely this man was the Son of God.
In the greatest story ever told, that's John Wayne.
Wow, that was a powerful movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
That's some good trivia right there.
Now, he didn't sing in it, right? Well, please tell us he didn't sing in that.
No.
Okay.
No, but in one of his early westerns, yes, he was the singer. I think I read that that was actually dubbed, but...
He was called Singing Sandy Saunders.
Singing Sandy.
Yeah, that's. I think I read that same article. Millie Vanilli, they did the voices for him as he was on top of that horse.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend. All right, we don't have time for another call before the break. So we shall return after this timeout for news. And when we get back,
we'll redo our questions again
and
set off.
Yeah,
we've got Chris in Georgia, Mark in Louisiana, Richard in Mississippi. And you know what? We got nobody else lined up, folks. So the phone number is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. At least get yourself in line.
You know, none of my three riddles have been answered. This is
No, that's true.
This is surprising.
I haven't had any questions answered either. You've had like four answers.
Mine I thought were medium hard. But
all right, people.
We got smart students.
We
got
to get busy when we get back from the break. I need these riddles answered. I worked hard to find these. We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.